This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak with Scott Gottlieb, MD, who is also a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
You've just published a piece in Forbes about Proposition 71. It's called California Stem Cell Follies. What's the main premise of this piece?
The main premise is that a lot of private capital has taken a look at some of the stem cell companies that California aims to fund through this proposition and taken a pass for various reasons, but principal among them that the technology just isn't that advanced right now. So, you know, California is at risk of putting a lot of taxpayer money down a black hole here. There's precedent for governments sort of funding second rate, if you will, biotechnology companies, only to have most of those companies go out of business.
In fact, apart from the damage that this could potentially do to the California budget, which is greatly in the red already, is the harm it could do to the reputation of stem cell research itself, isn't it?
That's right. You know, the research right now is very early on. A lot of it's very speculative, and it's still percolating up through the academic circles. And there's a lot of money available in those circles to fund this sort of thing. It doesn't take a very large investment of capital to do the early stage work here to prove concepts, if you will. California is at risk of putting a lot of money behind a handful of biotechnology companies, really, which is all it is in the public market right now, and having those companies really produce nothing at all.
And you distinguish in your piece between smart money and dumb money. What's the difference?
Well, this is sort of lexicon on Wall Street, if you will. Smart money is always a term that's attached to investors, professional investors, in hedge funds or venture capital. And Wall Street, in its perennial snobbery, will refer to dumb money as individual investors who end up chasing concepts and dreams that really don't pan out. And a lot of the smart money, if you will, the venture capital money and the hedge funds have at various times taken a look at these private companies that do stem cell research and either pulled their investments out or decided not to make them at all. So California is starting to look like dumb money right now.
So it's not that there isn't any money in the biotech venture capital sector. That's not the problem.
No, there's a lot of money in the venture capital sector. In fact, over the last 10 years, there's been $30 billion worth of investment in biotech. The reality is that not a lot of that investment is going to stem cell companies because it's just not a worthwhile line of investment right now, even for early-stage investors, simply because the research is so early and so speculative at this point.
So, in other words, to go into sort of the distinction between who's investing and who isn't investing and who might invest, the combined expertise and financial interest of the venture capital sector has examined in detail the technology and the financial prospects of stem cell research at this point, and what decision has it made?
The decision is made is that we pass.
And compared to this expertise, what process, political or otherwise, do you see as being used to direct $3 billion in investment that will cost $6 billion to pay back into the stem cell prospects as delineated in Proposition 71?
Well, Proposition 71 is plagued with a lot of internal problems to the proposition, setting aside for the moment whether or not stem cells are worthwhile, whether or not these ventures are a worthwhile line of investment. The proposition itself is plagued with internal dealing with the people who are making the decisions on the allocation of the money are the people who stand to benefit. I mean, it's really the experts who are on the boards of these companies that would get the money making the decisions about allocating it. And it also doesn't, another serious flaw with it is it doesn't provide a mechanism to give the taxpayers back the money should the federal government change its policy on stem cell research and begin directing more federal money towards this. So the proposition itself has a lot of fundamental flaws to it that are irrespective of whether or not we should even be making investments in these companies.
And in fact, it's a constitutional amendment that's essentially irretrievable once it's put into place.
That's right.
Another side, though, that Wall Street as such might be happy about is the fact that $3 billion in general revenue bonds are going to be floated by the state of California to pay for Prop 71. How is that being viewed on Wall Street or people you know who look at that part of this?
Excuse me. The you're talking about the bonds that are going to be floating
right,
to.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I really haven't looked at that side of it. What it's going to do. You're talking about in terms of the California's overall budget and their bond rating, correct?
Right. And the bond rating, which is low, the interest rate they'll have to pay is high. And in fact, someone's going to get the $3 billion in interest payment in the interest there, right?
That's right. And it's certainly not going to help the fiscal situation out there. Especially when most of these investments don't really do anything for the local economy. I don't see these companies that receive these federal money becoming this sort of biotech entities that end up employing a lot of people and being local engines of growth. They're likely just to burn through the money in pretty short time frames and just fade away.
So what is it in the politics of California, viewed from where you're sitting, that makes it likely that this proposition is going to pass tomorrow?
Well, I think people have seized on it as a wedge issue in the political debate, which is unfortunate because the whole controversy over stem cells, if you will, has really risen not because these concepts really are immediately promising, but because people see it as a wedge issue to drive abortion politics into a year where otherwise it hasn't been an issue. The reality is that the president's stem cell policy really split the difference between people who want to see this work go forward with federal money and people who have moral objections to it. And if nothing else, it took the political uncertainty off the table. You would think that once you took the political uncertainty off the table, the private money would have flowed in. In fact, a lot of the private investors used the political climate back in 1999, 2000 as one of the reasons why they didn't want to invest here, because they were worried that the U.S. government would put a moratorium on it or ban all research. And then once the president took that political certainty out of the equation, you would think the private money would have flowed in, and it didn't, and that should tell us all something.
Okay, without drawing conclusions or making assumptions about the psychological tenor of California as an entity, this essentially is a recreational expressive gesture to say something about President Bush's policy on this rather than a sound investment, would you say?
I think it has certainly the look of that. It doesn't seem to have been a lot of great rigor applied to the design of this proposition and how the resources are going to be directed. And that gives a sense that this was thrown together as more of a political gesture rather than a serious scientific policy gesture.
If it is passed, do you think it will inspire or spur similar measures in other states who are worried that their intellectual capital in this area is going to all flow to California to gorge themselves on this trough?
I doubt it, because most reasonable people, if they want to make investments in life sciences to help spur their local industry and a local economy, are going to make more reasonable investments in biotechnology, later stage investments that are tied to companies that have some greater prospects for success. This is really money thrown away.
Is it even possible that by throwing this money away, California is going to put itself at a disadvantage in the future in competition with Massachusetts or other states Wisconsin that are active in stem cell research within those states?
I think it's likely to have a negligible effect. Maybe it will. You can make the argument that it will help build out the local academic infrastructure, and so there'll be more of an infrastructure in place for stem cell research generally. But in terms of the companies that get this money, none of them really have very exciting pipelines as it relates to stem cells. And if anything, the money is likely to be redirected towards other uses within the companies, and maybe they'll open up other lines of research that are more immediately promising.
How does this relate to adult stem cell and blood cord stem cell research?
Probably helps subsidize that as well. A lot of the companies that seem to stand to gain some of the money will also do adult stem cell research. They don't strictly do embryonic stem cell research. And money's fungible once a company gets millions of dollars, they can redirect resources that otherwise would have been spent on the embryonic stem cell research to other uses.
Is it at all possible, and would it be a good thing, do you think, if the research here paved the way for not just therapeutic cloning, but reproductive cloning? And what kind of can of worms would that open up?
Well, these are all ethical questions that, different people have different views on. And I think, if nothing else, there should have been more stringent review and discussion put around how the money's allocated. One of the important things as we move forward is that we be careful not to do things that would alienate a large portion of the public and would close down lines of research before they ever really were explored. And one of the best ways to do that is make sure you build a consensus around these kinds of scientific ventures, and I don't think that was done here. So there is always the risk that the money will be used to do something so obscene that people will have such a negative reaction that it could close down even palatable research going forward.
Because they might conflate adult stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, cloning, genetic engineering, and so on, and just give it all a bad name.
Right. Most people aren't going to, make a nuanced analysis of the different lines of research, because most of them just start to blend together to casual observers.
Okay. Let's wrap up. Summarize. What do you think the validity of going ahead with Prop 71 is?
Well, I think it's a waste of taxpayer money, quite frankly. But it looks like it's going to pass from some of the polling, and hopefully it'll be instructive for the future if this money ends up going towards companies that really don't produce anything useful. You want to direct your taxpayer money towards ventures that are going to produce useful benefits to public health and useful benefits to local economy, and I don't think that was done here.
Of course, it'll be a lot of fun for the people who get the money.
Well, that's part of the point.
Okay, good. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, and don't hang up, but let me thank you and say goodbye here.